I am Pastor Mark Hetzner from St. Thomas Lutheran Church. Welcome to The Great Sending, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is the first episode in season number 2 with 7 devotions. These devotions focus upon engaging disciples in the Great Sending. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Dr. Jerry Kieschnick. Born again, to bear witness to the light. In John 1:14, we are told the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And then 2 chapters later, chapter 3, verse 5, we are told, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Our home has a number of flashlights. Some work, some don't. The ones that work shine in the darkness, enabling us to see without stumbling and falling. The ones that don't work are useless. They do nothing to help us in the dark. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus to bear witness to the light, who is Jesus, the Son of God. John was the messenger of Christ, bringing light to people in darkness. John's methodology was proclamation in the wilderness. Sound familiar? People today live in the wilderness of sin, despair, hopelessness, worry, and wonder. We wonder, what is life's meaning, and why are we even here to begin with? John proclaimed a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin, always taking care to point to Jesus, the one to come after him. John was also careful to call his baptism a baptism of repentance and to emphasize that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit. John said, all flesh shall see the salvation of God in John 3:6. A different John wrote the gospel bearing his name, one of the sons of Zebedee. This John confirmed that John the Baptist came to bear witness to the light, Jesus. John's gospel clearly says that not everyone received the light of Jesus, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's from John 1:12. One of the most beautiful passages in the Bible is John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John's audiences endeavored to figure out who John the Baptist really was. Was he the Christ? Was he Elijah? Was he the prophet? John's answer? Nope. Just the one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. John the Baptist was sent to point to Jesus, the one who had been sent by God. This John was clearly spoke of his unworthiness. He was unworthy to even untie the sandals of Jesus. He was unworthy to speak of Jesus, even. In the secrecy of night's darkness, the Pharisee Nicodemus asked Jesus to confirm that he had been sent by God. And Jesus said to him, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What does this mean for you and me? One of the reasons we were born from our mother's womb is to bear witness to the light of Christ. Our life is not just about working, eating, sleeping, and playing. It is about pointing people to Jesus. the Jesus who was sent to earth by God to be the light of the world. Well, having read this, I'm wondering what sources of darkness surround us and the people in our lives, or personally you or me. And how does the light of Christ shine in our darkness and the darkness of those we know and love? Or I think some more, what is the importance of repentance and forgiveness in my personal, family, professional life and relationships, and in yours? How do we as Christians overcome any feelings of unworthiness to be representatives of Christ Jesus, Savior of the world and Lord of the universe? Well, certainly prayer is key to all of this, acknowledging who we are and who God has called us to be, and then keeping it pretty simple as we share people what we know about Jesus. Speaking of prayer, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, all thanks and praise to you for being light, for sending light, for giving light. Help me to be a witness to the light every day, every way, to everyone I meet, that all may see the salvation of God. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.